Rise and shine, everyone. How's it going? This is Amy, and it's time for Amy's Kids Show. Oh, and I am so excited to be here today. Oh, I was just doing some stretching. Because, today we are celebrating, some of my favorite things as usual. But this week, my favorite things came together again in such a magical way. I'm so excited to tell you about it. See, today I am in the radio station recording my radio show for you, Amy's Kids Show. And it happens to be January 21st, 2023. So the year 2023, January 21st. And guess what today happens to be? Chinese New Year. Chinese New Year. And this Chinese New Year is especially magical because it brings together two of my favorite things that actually I think have a lot in common. So we're going to be thinking about that and playing with that today. Guess what? Chinese New Year always happens on the new moon, the first new moon of the year. And that's why it bounces around a little bit from the end of January to the beginning of February, depending on the year. So today is the new moon, and it's the Chinese New Year. And every Chinese year has an animal associated with it. Does anybody remember on Amy's Kids Show for the past couple of years, we've been celebrating Chinese New Year, and we've celebrated Year of the Rat, Year of the Ox, Year of the Tiger, which is ending today, because today is the first day, I love the drum roll, came in right on time, of the Year of the Cat. The cat. And you guys, if you've been listening to my show, you know how much I love to celebrate kitty cats. I love kitty cats. And I've been stretching like one already this morning. Because I've just been dreaming and thinking about how cats and moons come together. Cats and moons. That's what we're celebrating today, guys. Cats and moons. How do they come together? Well, they come together in a lot of magical ways, not just Chinese New Year. But that's the way we're going to celebrate it today. And we also happen to have at least two songs today that combine cats with the moon. Cats and the moon. Who knew that it wasn't just me who thinks about these things? That's what I love about life and people and the world. We're all so amazing. And we all like to think alike, don't we? See if you can find those songs today. I'll be back.
Shining. Shine until the
from star to star, who will pull down the sun with a golden string? Who will light for me this candle fire? I will draw a ring around the moon. I will draw a line from star to star. I will pull down the sun with a golden string, and I light for you this candle fire.
Take care of you. hear me sing. See me twirl, shine on me. I'll dance in the night, oh what a sight. A giggle and a wiggle in your spotlight. While I perform, you'll keep me warm, oh moon, moon of mine. I'll dance in the night, oh what a sight. A giggle and a wiggle in your spotlight. While I perform, you'll keep me warm, oh moon, moon of mine. Oh moon, moon of mine. Oh moon, moon of mine.
Off you go.
I do.
Oh, yes.
I see it right there.
Hi, Moon.
Hi, Moon.
Come on. Okay. Should go to the next room? Okay. Now hold my hand.
At night we look for the moon. First in Mommy and Daddy's room.
Cause we're leaving soon. What will I take to the moon? I'm gonna take my bike. Gonna take my bike to the moon. I feel so free with my wheels under me. Gonna take my bike. Better hurry up cause we're leaving soon. What will I take to the moon?
I'm gonna take some paint. I'm gonna take some paint to the moon. I'll splash some red on the old moon's head. Gonna take some paint.
Gonna take my bike. Better hurry up cause we're leaving soon. What will I take to the moon?
I'm gonna take my cat. Gonna take my cat to the moon.
She'd love to chase all the mice into space. Gonna take my cat, meow.
Gonna take some paint.
Gonna take my bike.
Better hurry up, cause we're leaving soon. What will I take to the moon? I'm gonna take a wish. Gonna take a wish to the moon. I'll wish for more than I had before. Gonna take a wish.
Gonna take my cat, meow.
Gonna take some paint.
Gonna take my bike.
Better hurry up, cause we're leaving soon. What will I take to the moon?
I'm gonna take a snack. Gonna take a snack to the moon. Crackers and cheese from a two-ball squeeze. Gonna take a snack.
Gonna take a wish.
Gonna take my cat, meow.
Gonna take some paint.
Gonna take my bike.
Better hurry up, cause we're leaving soon. What will I take to the moon?
I'm gonna take a friend. I'm gonna take a friend to the moon. Together we'll share what we find up there. Gonna take a friend.
Gonna take a snack.
Gonna take a wish.
Gonna take my cat, meow.
Gonna take some paint.
Gonna take my bike.
Better hurry up, cause we're leaving soon. What will I take to the moon?
I'm gonna take some air. Gonna take some air to the moon. Then make darn sure that we keep it pure. Gonna take some air.
Gonna take a friend.
Gonna take a snack.
Gonna take a wish.
Gonna take my cat, meow.
Gonna take some paint.
Gonna take my bike.
Better hurry up, cause we're leaving soon. What will I take to the moon? It is small, we can't take it all.
So I'm gonna take some air.
Gonna take a friend.
Gonna take a snack.
Gonna take a wish.
Gonna take my cat, meow.
Gonna take some paint.
Gonna take my bike.
Better hurry up, cause we're leaving soon. That's what I'll take to the moon. That's what I'll take to the moon. That's what I'll take to the moon.
Well, folks, here we are on Amy's Kids Show. And why are we taking cats to the moon today? You may wonder. You never know what we're going to do on Amy's Kids Show. But today it is specifically because it is Chinese New Year. Today is January 21st, 2023, when I am recording this radio show for you. I don't know when you're listening, but if you're lucky enough to be listening today, you are listening on Chinese New Year. And when does Chinese New Year start? Well, it starts on the first new moon of the year. And what is the moon? Well, the Earth is round, it's a ball, and it is flying through space around the sun. But what goes around us? What goes around the Earth? The moon goes around the Earth the way that the Earth goes around the sun. The moon orbits around the Earth. It goes around and around and around on its own steady pattern. And it's a little bit different than the way that the Earth goes around the sun. There's a little bit of a different schedule. And so the way that it lines up is so magical, because every 28 days or so, the moon goes all the way around the Earth. It takes 28 days. And when she starts her circle, we call it a new moon. And that's where the moon is today. A new moon comes out with the sun. The new moon is out during the day. And that's why we can't see it today. Because it's out during the day with the sun. And the sun is so bright and the moon is right by it that we just can't see it. We might be able to see it for part of the day if there aren't clouds, and we might be able to see it, you know, early in the morning or late at night as it comes up and goes down. But during the midpoint of the day, it's going to be so close to the sun that most of the time we can't see it. And when it crosses right over the sun, well, that's very rare. That's called an eclipse. And we do get those, and we will get one in the spring. We'll talk about that. But that's not happening today. Today is just a regular old new moon, except that it is also the first one of the year, which makes it Chinese New Year. And as the moon continues over the next 28 days, well, actually over the next 14 days or 2 weeks or so, she's going to end up on the opposite side of our planet, away from the sun. And that's when we have a full moon. That's when we can see the whole round moon, and she's full and she's reflecting that sunlight back at us from the opposite side from the sun. It's so beautiful, and the moon has magical properties. She has gravity like we have gravity on Earth, and her gravity plays with Earth's gravity, and we can see that in the way that the moon affects the water, right? It pulls on the water and makes high tides in the ocean. It actually pulls on the ocean, which means she is also pulling on us as well and affecting us. Let's keep celebrating.
Oh, across your window pane. I struggled with a bit of rain. I danced about the weather vane. I settled on a moving train and wondered where the train has been. Or on a fence with bits of junk around its bottom, blown there by a wind beam. Who searches for the moonbeam? Who was last seen looking at the tracks of the careless windbeam? Moving to the tracks of the tireless freight train and lighting up the sides of the weather vane and the bits of rain and the window pane in the eyes of those who think they saw what happened. Have you ever watched a moonbeam as it slid across your window pane? I struggled with a bit of rain. I danced about the weather vane. I settled on a moving train and wondered where the train has been. Careless windbeam moving to the tracks of the tireless freight train, lighting up the sides of the weather vane and the bits of rain and the window pane in the eyes of those who think they saw what happened.
Welcome back, folks. We have been celebrating the moon, who is our nearest celestial body, our nearest planetary outer space relative. She's our moon. And I keep saying she. It's not really a she. Our moon is our moon. And I'm sure that you've seen it out there. Sometimes it's full. Sometimes it's just a sliver. And sometimes it's not there at all, which is how it is today. Today, on January 21st, 2023, it is a new moon. And it's not just a new moon, it's the first new moon of the year. And the first new moon of the year means that it's Chinese New Year. So it is time for a new year for folks who celebrate Chinese New Year. And this year happens to be the start of the Year of the Cat. And every year in the Chinese calendar is represented by a different animal. There are 12 different animals. And they cycle through and then start back again. And this is one of the things that humans like to do when we look up in the sky, is we like to look at the moon and the stars and the planets and connect them and make stories. Because we can kind of tell time by the way that the stars and the planets and the moon go around us and the way we go around them. This is the Year of the Cat, but there are 12 animals in the Chinese zodiac, and the Chinese year starts, with the rat. It goes rat, ox, tiger, cat, dragon, snake, horse, goat, monkey, rooster, dog, and pig. And the year of the cat is sometimes called year of the rabbit. In some Asian cultures, it's a rabbit. In some Asian cultures, it's a cat. So that's kind of interesting to think about. But the story I have today that's going to explain to us how these 12 animals got to be in the Chinese calendar, it's going to explain the story from a cat's point of view. And why cats hate rats. That's the name of the story I'm about to read you. This is a story, an Asian folktale retold by Miwa Kurita. Why cats hate rats. Once upon a time, people had no way of remembering what year it was. They decided one day to ask the gods to help them. "Please give us an easy way to remember each year," they said. The gods thought and thought. Finally, they answered, "How about this idea? We could choose 12 kinds of animals and use one as a symbol for each year. Animals are easy to remember." "That's a great idea," the people said. "We'll count every 12 years and then start over again." But there was one problem. Which animals should they use as symbols? The gods decided to have all the animals race across the river. Then, the first 12 animals to finish the race would be the symbols for the 12 years, in the order that they crossed the finish line. "Which animals do you think are going to finish first?" You might be surprised. To tell all the animals about the race, the gods made a big sign. First, it told the animals about the naming of the 12 years. Then it said, "So, we are going to have a race across the river. If you want to have one of the 12 years named for you and you alone, please come to the race." Of course, the animals were all buzzing, barking, squealing, and squeaking with excitement. "I know I'm going to be one of the 12, each animal said to itself. "Not just one of the 12, the very first." Now, in those days, the cat and the rat were best of friends. Is that hard to believe? It's true. But there was one problem. Neither one could swim. How could they cross the river and win the race? The cat had an idea. "Let's go find the ox. I'm sure he'll help us race across the river." So that's what they did. At last, the day of the big race came. While it was still dark, the cat and the rat woke the ox. He let them both climb on his back, and he waded into the river. "We're almost across now. We're going to be the first," the cat shouted with glee. "Go, go, Mr. Ox." Just then, the rat rammed into the cat with all his might and sent her tumbling into the river with a splash. He watched her fall, feeling quite proud of himself. Then he chomped his sharp teeth into the ox's tail. "Ow, ow, ow, ow!" squealed the ox in great pain. He flipped his tail up into the air, flinging the rat across to the other side of the river. The rat landed smack at the feet of the gods, waiting at the finish line. So you're the first to finish, said the gods in great surprise. If you please, gods, said the rat, I may be small, but I'm smart. The ox then came crawling up the river bank, shouting,
Yes, yes, I did it. I'm the winner. I'm number one.
Actually, no, said the gods. You came in second. The rat got here before you. The ox couldn't believe it. He opened his eyes as wide as he could and looked back at his tail, expecting to see the rat still there. He had no idea what had happened. Next along came the tiger, calling,
I'm number one, I'm number one.
The gods just laughed and held up three fingers. With an angry scowl, the tiger was about to protest when everything around him turned dark. Looking up, the tiger saw the dragon coming down from the sky, riding on a cloud. Just as the gods were about to raise four fingers, down at their feet, they heard a voice saying, The rabbit's already here. The gods looked down to see a small rabbit sitting politely. Oh, they said, well then, the rabbit is number four. And that is how the dragon took fifth place. After a while, the horse appeared, giving a neigh of delight. Here's number six, said the gods. But just before the horse could reach the finish line, the snake slithered up and hissed loudly. The snake is sixth, see? I slid in first. Close behind the horse came the sheep, the monkey, and the rooster. What numbers did they win? Now most of the places were taken. The dog came paddling in next, taking the number 11 place. He would have arrived a lot sooner if he hadn't been dilly-dallying. Who, asked the gods, is going to win the final spot? Just then, the pig came dashing in, panting heavily. Does anyone, oink, have something good, oink, to eat? I got up extra early this morning, oink, and I'm an extra starving pig. The first 12 animals had now arrived. So the gods declared, we will now announce the 12 winners in order. The rat, the ox, the tiger, the rabbit. But before they could go any further, the soaking wet cat came running up to the finish line. What number am I? What number am I? She asked, dripping. Sorry, you're a little too late, the gods answered kindly. The race is over. The fur on the back of the cat's neck rose stiffly and, with an angry yowl, she sprang at the rat. The rat ran to hide behind the gods. So from that day on, whenever a cat sees a rat, she attacks him in a flash. The rat may have taken first place in the race to name the years, but every day he must live in fear of the cat, always looking over his shoulder. The end. That was the story of why the cat hates the rat and the 12 signs of the Chinese astrological calendar, how people keep track of the years. And I have to tell you that I happen to know that rabbits and cats are very good friends because I happen to have some rabbits and I've had cats, and they do get along really well, which is probably why the rabbit who came in third decided to share his spot with the cat, who was kind of cheated out of his spot, wasn't she? She was sort of cheated out of being where she wanted to be. And so I'm sorry, fourth place for the rabbit. So in 2020, we had Year of the Rat. Does anybody remember 2020? Does anybody know anyone who was born in 2020? Well, they were probably born in the Year of the Rat then. In 2021, we had Year of the Ox. In 2022, we had Year of the Tiger. See, we're keeping track with our animals too. And now, on Chinese New Year, in 2023, it is Year of the Cat. What do you think it's going to be like? A cat year. Well, let's see. Who else has been born in cat years? If you were born in, let's see here. If you were born in 2011, you were also a cat. If you were born in 1999, you were also born in Year of the Cat. If you were born in 1987, you were also born in Year of the Cat. If you were born in 1975, you were also born in Year of the Cat. And if you were born in 1963, that's also Year of the Cat. And 1951. And 1939. And 1927. So that's the past 100 years of cat years. What were those years like? Well, I don't know. Maybe we can learn something by looking back at them. But if you were born in one of those years, you'll want to check. If you were born in January or February, you'll want to check when the Chinese New Year started. When was the new moon of that year? Because that tells you the first day of the Chinese New Year, which it is today. Thank you for joining me. We're going to keep celebrating and listening for songs that combine cats and moons, because I'm not totally crazy. There are lots of other people who put those two folks together.
There's a bowl of milk in the moonlight. There's a mouse on the mat at the door. When the morning dawns and the tired world yawns, I'll be curled up by the
just to prove the point they're way cool.
There's no
right onto the song. Every kid that's super cool is doing, they're doing the cat dance. Every kid that's super cool is doing, they're doing the cat dance. No exception to the rule, they're doing the cat dance. You can do it if you try, it's as easy as apple pie. Every kid that's super cool is doing, they're doing the cat dance. Cool is doing the cat dance. No exception to the rule, they're doing the cat dance. You can do it if you try, it's as easy as apple pie. Every kid that's super cool is doing the cat dance. Now we all know that cats can't dance, but if they could, they'd shake their pants off just to prove the point that cats rule. Just to prove the point, they're way cool. There's no way to do it wrong. Shake your body down to the song. Every kid that's super cool is doing the cat dance. Every kid that's super cool is doing the cat dance. No exception to the rule, they're doing the cat dance. You can do it if you try, it's as easy as apple pie. Every kid that's super cool is doing the cat dance.
Dang a dang dang a ding a dong ding
blue. Blue, blue, blue moon. Dip, 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 blue, 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 blue moon. Dip, 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 blue, 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 blue moon. Dip, 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 dip.
Bomb of a bomb, a bomb, a bomb, bomb of a bomb, of a bomb, a dang a dang dang a ding a dong ding.
Blue moon. You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
Dang, dang, ding, dong,
ding. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really did care for. But then suddenly there appeared before me the only one my heart would ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Oh, blue moon. Now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
Bomb, dang, 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 ding, dong, ding, doom.
Come on, Noah, it's time to go to bed.
I don't want to go to bed.
Come on, I'll sing you a song.
What song?
How about Moon and Me?
Okay, can we ask Dan to play the flute on it?
Hi, Noah.
Dan, what?
Hi, Dan.
Wait a second, you want him to...
Uh-huh.
Here on his bed, too?
Yeah.
All right, here goes.
Everybody else has closed their eyes. It's as quiet as can be. Everyone will sleep until sunrise. Everyone but Moon and me. I can see her shining in the sky through the branches of the willow tree. Me here in my bed and her so high, just us two, the moon and me. Moon and me, moon and me, no one but the moon and me. I can see her shining, shining down on me, just us two, the moon and me. If there was a wish that I might try, I think I know what it would be. One night I'd have wings, and then we'd fly together, just the moon and me. Floating high above the world, like a boat in a starry sea. While the earth was lost in sleep, we would sail the moon and me. But I'm down here in my bed, not sailing in some starry sea. Still I have these pictures in my head, just dreaming about the moon and me. Moon and me, moon and me, no one but the moon and me. I can see her shining, shining down on me, just us two, the moon and me.
That was nice, Dad. Dad? Dan? Oh, well. Good night.
Well, folks, we have made it to the end of Amy's Kids Show, and we have been celebrating today the moon and cats. Cats! Cats who get to share the year with the rabbits. Cats, it's the first day of Chinese New Year today on January 21st, 2023, when I am recording this episode of Amy's Kids Show. And what makes it a Chinese New Year? Well, do you remember what it has to do with the moon? It's the first new moon of the year, the first one. And so that can happen anytime. The first new moon of the year can happen anytime from like mid-January till the end of February, depending on the year. And that's because the moon has her own 28-day cycle that she does around the Earth. And it's a little bit different, but it's a little bit regular, and it bumps into other cycles very frequently, which is what makes it all so magical, right? The moon is our nearest celestial body. It's the nearest thing floating in space that we can see from here on the Earth. She's so close that we can almost see without even having a telescope. We can almost see all the hills and valleys on her, right? We can see that she has shape to her. and form, and I don't know, maybe ice skating on the moon would be fun. We've heard a lot of songs shouting out to the moon and who and what we might bring to the moon with us, right? Including, perhaps, a cat. So we've been celebrating the moon because it is Chinese New Year, the first new moon of the year, and this new year happens to be the year of the cat. So we've also been shouting out to all of our cat friends out there. I wonder what the year of the cat is going to bring. So we've been sort of thinking about kitty cats. And maybe you'll keep thinking about kitty cats today and wondering, what would a cat year be like? What will it feel like? What should we do to take good care of ourselves? Well, I know what my top two priorities are going to be. My two top cat priorities are going to be stretching and sleeping more. What about you? Maybe playing. Maybe chasing rats. What are you going to do this year to contribute to Year of the Cat? Well, thank you for joining me for Amy's Kids Show. We are out of time, and we'll be back next week with some special cats from outer space, if you know what I mean. See you then. Thanks for joining me. Remember, you're the greatest.